looked at and dealt with, and it's inconsistent with the passages in the spirit of prophecy that says that while there's a cleansing going on in the sanctuary above, God's people have to be going through a purification here on earth. This blotting out that takes place with those that receive the latter rain will take place in the record books simultaneously. You can't separate those two things. Now, if you could, we would need some passages that would defend the idea of two blotting outs. This idea of two blotting out here is necessary for him to develop, because he struggles with these ideas once you start pulling them out of their context. One more thought that he has here. The judgment of the living, the final seal, and the blotting out of the records of sin from the book of life all take place after the latter rain. Now, this conclusion is one of these that I think is arrived at because of the passages where Sister White is speaking about the very final moments of the judgment, that Michael finishes blotting out the sins and stands up and pours out the seven last plagues. Well, yes, right before judgment comes to a close, there will be a last person that is judged. Now, in theory, we've been told that the judgment begins only with those that profess to be Christians, and it begins with the first that lived upon earth. Now, it may very well be that a faithful soul died before Adam, and that in God's thinking in the judgment, that soul is judged before Adam. But it's not too much of a stretch if we're going to just look at this to try to pull some a correct overview of this sequence of the judgment together. It's not too much of a stretch to say Adam potentially could be the first one that was judged during the judgment of the dead. And all I'm trying to make a point of is that there was, according to the information given to us, it's each successive person, one after another, there was a first person to be judged. And there will also be a last person to be judged. And when that last person is judged, and he's found to be faithful, just like all the previous people that were judged during the time period of the judgment of the living, that last person, his sins will be blotted out. He will receive the seal of God. But the difference with him and the previous people that was judged is there's nobody else after him to be judged. So Christ does the blotting out, and he